live music today comes by way of a very talented person. And I've thought about Ime, excuse me, before in this regard, is I can't exactly remember when and where I met Ime, which is a good thing because it's like she's been around forever, at least as far as I'm concerned. It might have been at one of our solar concerts. It might have been somewhere else, but it's really great to have her here today. We'll learn a little bit more about her and how to get to her website and what she's up to. She's also going to be playing today with our own Robert Gray, who is here as well. And not sure if he's going to be doing much on this first song or not. Who knows? We'll find out. But here, please join me in welcoming to our live segment, Ime. That's Ime here at the Saturday Light Brigade, playing a 12-string, if you didn't detect that. And that's probably one of yours, I would think.
That one's an original. It's called Like I Do. Short and sweet and a good waking up song,
I think. Yeah, it is. It's a good song.
For those of you just tuning in.
It's a good song to open up. Do you remember when we first met? I really don't.
I don't know, but the way you said it, you made me feel really old. I've been around forever.
No, that wasn't my intention.
No, I know. Gosh, I think it was on this show I played a couple years ago with a group, Between Liberties.
Yep.
And I think I called you Jeff by accident because Jeff was your sound guy. And you just were like, no, my name's Larry. I'm like, oh, yep.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I get called a lot of things. Actually, Ricky and I occasionally get called reverse names, which we always find kind of funny. But
she doesn't look like a Larry, though.
No.
You might be a Ricky.
Yeah. You can learn more about Ime at her website, which is Erica with a K, May, .com, which features a really nice-looking bread right now. What I meant by that, and not that I feel a need to over-explain it, but there's these people you meet that become good friends and that are just authentically great people, that they just really seem like they've always been there. Not necessarily going back to the beginning of time and the Ice Age, but just it's like, oh yeah, Ime. I think you're right. It was Between Liberties. Lately, I know most of your work's been solo, right?
Yeah. I've been, for most of this year, I've been playing solo and working on an album and working on some collaborations. I've actually started collaborating with your your technical director here, Mr. Robert Gray. So it's exciting to have him joining me today while he's not working. Usually when I'm here, he's working and turning knobs and dials. And today he's got someone else doing that.
Yeah, so. It's great. It was nice. He got up extra early and prepared himself to be here today. And it's good that Robert's here.
It is.
I don't think you've really worked on a CD project yet, have you, for yourself?
Not solo, no. I have a couple albums out with a Turkish folk group that I was in, and then Between Liberties released an album back in 2009. But this will be the first solo effort, so yeah. Collaborations, I think.
Was a Turkish group here locally?
We were called Kirikava, and I think the only Turkish group in Pittsburgh. I mean, there are other Turkish groups, but playing the kind of music that we were playing, we did Ottoman art music, which most people are like, what is that even? And it sounds like doom teka teka tek, you know, to most people.
And you play lots of, what did you play in that group?
I played two Middle Eastern drums mostly, well, three, the darbuka, the rick, and the davul, which are three very different drums, although I know they all sound the same.
Is that group still around?
No, our central guy, Nick Raghib, went to Austin to get his PhD in Turkish music at University of Austin, so...
Who knew that you could get a PhD in such a thing?
Yeah, ethnomusicology is the formal title. So,
yeah. If you're just joining us, Ime is here, a gifted singer and songwriter and artist and food preparer, if you go to her website and see all of those things. And you can learn more by going there. What would you like to play next?
You want to play something together here?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Robert. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine.
It's been too long since your voice has been heard on this program.
Mm-hmm.
I know. But I like to stay behind the scenes, you know.
It's good to have you here, Robert. Gosh, it's been a couple years or so now. Robert Gray working here at SLBN. It's been a real pleasure. And I'm glad we're actually going to get you to play on the radio here this morning. I think he's brought... Well, we'll see if you can figure out what the instrument he's going to play is as you listen.
Yeah.
I think he's going to play one of his instruments that he knows well. And Ime, what song might this be?
In honor of the lovely season of October and the fact that Halloween is just around the corner, I'm gonna bring it into a little bit ooky spooky territory.
Ooh.
If that's all fine and good. This is an original called Incantations. It'll also be the title track of the album, in all likelihood. It goes like this. Trails I know so well by the daylight, the shadows make every step perilous, but they weren't quite shadows as there was no light, just a true shape of the world tonight. I trip on my own feet. but the storms stay asleep, because even they know monsters exist. And only you can save yourself when you're in.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's E-May, backed by Rob Gray. And did you figure out what he was playing?
I know.
Oh, he was playing an instrument you can really sink your teeth into.
One of the Girl Scouts knows, too.
Well, yeah, the Girl Scouts were you. I hope you were watching. It's hard for me to see you there. Robert was playing the Carpenter's Saw. I think that's the saw, right? Or the roughing saw. What is there? Which saw? It's the saw that you think of as a saw, you know, the big, long saw. Is there an official name for that kind of saw?
I just call it the musical saw.
The musical saw.
You can pretty much pick up almost any saw and, you know, make sure not to use the teeth edge with your bow, but that always causes a disaster.
The company that makes the bows actually publishes instructions telling you to do just that.
Oh, yes. So you can by instruction of their lawyers.
Yeah, well, they can buy more bows, buy more saw bows. I wonder if they made, has anybody made, you know, a sort of a saw without a rough blade sort of to play as opposed to an authentic real saw?
Yes, they do make saws that are specifically for playing, and they have taken away the toothed edge.
Hmm. That would take away some of the fun, I would think. It's kind of fun to have the real thing, right?
Well, you know, maybe you bring out during a show and you're sawing some wood, and then you're like, oh, look, it's multi-purpose. And you bring it out and, you know, start playing it too.
How did you learn to do that?
Well, I actually, first off, I bought a theremin because I really enjoyed the sound. I'd heard that sound on "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou," and exactly when the sirens were.
Yeah, singing. I never thought about that. That is a theremin there.
Well, I thought that it was a theremin, and I had never known about a theremin. And Bob Moog makes some very nice theremins, and I had purchased one, and so I realized how incredibly hard it is to play a theremin. And so after doing some research, and one of my friends had actually purchased the saw along with a box bass. I don't know if you've ever seen them. I was like, wow, what a wonderful sound that is. And I had to have one. And there's a great website online. It's just Musical Saw. And it's one gentleman who he prints the cases, and he'll sell you a whole saw with a case and a bow and some rosin and one full package, and it's started from there.
That's nice. Right, you gotta wonder who figured that out first. You know, who's the first one to try, and what's awaiting in the hammer or the pipe wrench that we don't know about? You know, the anvil. There could be lots of things. Although the anvil would not be a good gigging instrument to have to take with you.
About as useful as the grand piano. Yeah. You'd have to get one there.
It's 29, actually 28 before noon. Ime is here, Erica May. And, I've asked you this before, but I need to ask you again. You sing so beautifully and effortlessly. Did you sing growing up with your mom?
All the time. I don't think I stopped singing. I don't think I was any good really for a long time, but I don't think anyone really thinks they're good until they start hearing that from outside people saying, oh yeah, you're pretty good. So I think I just started believing it like a week ago, maybe the first time I was on the show and you said that. But it's because your voice has such a different tonal quality in your head and outside your head.
Yeah.
After hearing yourself on the radio for so long, and any of these kids coming into the studios for tours or story boxes will get the same idea. It sounds so different from the outside, but I just always loved to sing. It was really like a medium for expression that, you don't need a paintbrush, you don't need an instrument, you just make noise, and it's like a first instinct kind of thing.
Did you write songs when you were a little girl?
Oh, gosh. Nothing I still play. There's one that I wrote in high school that I play occasionally, but you won't hear it today or probably on the radio.
Well, that wasn't, but a lot of kids.
Oh, yeah, I had.
Write songs at 5, 6, 7, just, I mean, I did.
Yeah.
They're just musical, and those memories stick in your head sometimes.
Yeah, I had a tragic loss in my family when I was like 6, and I remember pretty clearly writing songs early on about this loss.
Wow.
And to this day, I still sing about a lot of stuff that's painful to go through, because it's therapeutic to sing for me, and so to write about it, then it doesn't have to like live inside, it can kind of get out in a better way. And then it becomes fun in a way. It turns into something that's positive in the long run.
Yeah, it's amazing what feelings can really push out, music or art or poetry, and then they're out there, and then other people absorb them and benefit from them. It's a nice thing to be able to do that. Now, you came to Pittsburgh to study painting, my memory, at Carnegie Mellon. Were you thinking of, did you know you wanted to do that?
Painting, the visual arts really came to me like in high school. I've been singing and dancing and, things like that for my whole life. So I think I never thought it could be a vocation. I never really thought that I could pursue music or dancing as a career. And what do you know, the past 3 years, that's what I've been doing. So, it took a shift. Now I paint for enjoyment and for fun. And, obviously I still play music and dance for fun, but I've been making a living off it for a couple years now.
Well, it's terrific.
Yeah.
It's great to have you here. Robert is here as well. I want to be sure we get more music in. What would you like to play next?
I want to play one of Rob's. Rob has a project called Several Conclusions, and we did Sleeping Stars. I did it solo last time. I wanted him to play, but he was too busy teching, and love to do strange ones if you're into it.
Sure.
He's nodding his head.
He's like, maybe.
What would you like me to do?
Do you want to play the guitar on that one, or do you want to... Or do you just want to sing it with me? That's fine too.
Several Conclusions. You just pick one.
Yeah, hence the name of the project, I believe.
You want to sing along with me? Because I can't sing as well as you do.
Or do you want to sing at all? No, is that what you're saying? No, I love your voice. He's got a great voice. He's the prime example of someone that must continue to hear his voice from the outside until he realizes how awesome it is.
We'll work on him.
Yep.
You play strange. You play strange ones.
You don't want to play it at all?
No, I'll pick up the song.
Okay, there we go. Pick it up.
So Strange Ones, the song?
Strange Ones by Several Conclusions, as played by Ime. Inside your eyes is a highway to home. Inside your kiss is a breath that says I'll never be alone. A paragraph with every move you make, and the story that you tell with every step you take. I am a strange one. You are a strange one too. We should stay together. Birds are flying in circles round my head. Skin is smiling with sentences I've seen. The stars exploding in places far away.
Robert Gray's Strange Ones, sung by Ime, accompanied by Robert. That's a good song.
Yeah.
That's a very good song.
I agree. I like all of Rob's songs. He has an album out called How We Pass, right? Or is that the last one?
Oh, How We Pass.
Okay.
We're just going to keep moving that spotlight over to Rob. We're eventually going to get you to do a whole set here. Oh, you're a good songwriter. You really are, and a good singer too. When you do, I was looking. You might or might not know that Ime is involved with fire. She spins fire and dances with fire, and that's one of the things you do. And Steel Town Fire is the billing name, I believe, right?
Yes, steeltownfire.wordpress.com. You can get there from my website too, but we have a group of people that play with all kinds of fiery tools, and we definitely recommend that you turn 18 before you start playing with fire and are thoroughly trained no matter what age you are. I definitely know some 35-year-olds that should not be playing with fire.
Well, but, and you've got a gig there with that at the Pittsburgh Glass Center. An evening called Hot Jam, which is this coming Friday.
Yeah, that'll be a great event there. It's their annual, they have a lot of different kinds of fundraisers, but for this one, you can make your own pumpkin out of glass. So we'll be performing at 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. And if you come down, it's a free event to come and watch and hang out and see the space. And if you want to make a pumpkin, I think it's like $25, but You get a glass pumpkin, and you made it.
And you have it forever and ever and ever. We have a glass pumpkin, a ceramic pumpkin that we use every year, and it lasts.
Glass lasts forever.
Can't make a pie out of it, but it works. and then I'll mention this rather than relying on YouTube because it's pretty cool. Ime's going to be opening up for Dar Williams in November, and that's pretty awesome to do that. How did that come about?
Oh, gosh. I wish, it has a funny story that actually has no, it came down to the guys over at Gray Area Productions who do a lot of the programming at the Rex. They know my music, and they thought it'd be
people.
A good fit. Yeah. They asked me to join on the show, and their management approved it that, kind of boring way. But really, the one that I wish I could tell was that I used to babysit for Dar's nieces back in Boston.
Oh, wow.
And three girls, and the oldest girl, Jackie, would always play her stuff for me. So I had, and I really was into a very different kind of music back then. I've kind of grown into my folk roots, but, she played her for me all the time, and she was so excited. Look at what my aunt can do, So it was, looking back on it, I mean, now I look at the kids in my family who are like, we love your music. I'm like, I need to get them an album so they can, play it to their babysitters who will eventually play with me.
Well, Dar Williams, if my memory's right, she's got a song about a babysitter called The Babysitter's Here. I'm almost sure of it.
Quite possibly.
One of
she
her
has
earlier
a pretty
songs.
Epic, song list.
So who knows? That song could have been inspired by you.
Yeah.
You never know.
Maybe.
Ime is here, Erica May, and that's how you get to her website, E-R-I-K-A-M-A-Y. And we've linked to it if you have any trouble remembering that. And you can see her itinerary. You can see her art. You can read a bit of a blog telling her, telling you what she's up to. It's 17 minutes before noon. What would you like to do next?
I'd love to do one more cover, actually. There's an open mic in Pittsburgh called Acoustic Cafe. It happens every Monday night, and some of the best talent in Pittsburgh shows up there. It's a free event. And Clinton Clegg, who plays with the Backstabbing Good People and formerly of, many other notable projects around town, he proposed a theme. He hosts last week. And the theme was to play a song written by someone of the opposite gender. So I learned this song that I love. It's a group called the David Wax Museum, who you may have heard of recently. Maybe
And I don't know why.
Well, they were featured on the Newport Folk Festival this year. They've been just getting some excellent press. And the first time they were in Pittsburgh, they played in my living room. And maybe not the first time, but the first time I had heard of them playing, they came to my living room and just blew everybody out of the water. They're fantastic
musicians. Yes, Maria,
musician.
Yes. There
yes,
it is.
Maria. Yep, they played that with Bela Fleck recently. So, I mean, they went from playing living rooms like a year or two ago to main stages, the mountain stage.
They're on the cover of the current issue of Sing Out magazine.
Oh,
that's,
I bet.
That's
yeah.
why I knew them. I just looked at our in our music library, and they have a song featured in Sing Out.
Yeah, they're excellent. I totally recommend their whole song list, and I'll play you one. This one's called When You Are Still. And we're welcome to play some on the saw. It's in the key of E-ish. I think E.
Get out your E-saw.
Get out the E-saw. Saw in the key of E. This one's for you, Piper. As a beast that I can see why I fell for you way back when. You are so beautiful, oh, I've tried to be dutiful to the love that we might have been. How I love like a bird, like a bird on my windowsill. Like a bee, in a daffodil. How I love, how I love when you are still. 'Cause when you're still, I can feel you up like a pitcher with no brim. Still water shows us what we know of our dreams, however inarticulate and dim. How I love when you are still like a bird on my windowsill. Like a bee in a daffodil. How I love when you are still. 'Cause when we talk amidst cornstalks, you sway like the dew with the breeze. The world I've built walks on stilts. Oh, watch how it falls with such ease. Oh. Like a bird on my windowsill. Like a bee in a daffodil. How I love when you are still.
That's a nice song. And David Wax Museum, the originator of the song. And, is David Wax Museum a person or a group?
It is. The core is two people. It's David and Suze. And Suze plays the fiddle and sings beautifully and also plays something that is actually a donkey jawbone. And I think that's just what they call it. But it's a percussion instrument and the teeth rattle. And so it's kind of Halloween-y and spooky too. I don't have one. But and they've been playing together as the David Wax Museum for, you know, probably 4 or 5 years. And
I need to read the article and sing out, which I haven't done yet. I've listened to the song and read its lyrics.
He has a fascinating story. You know, I'm not going to tell his story, but it starts out in Mexico. It winds up in a street in, you know, subway station in Boston and traverses the country in the meantime. So it's a great story.
It's 11 before noon. Ime is here for what always seems like too short of a time period. Robert Gray has been playing saw behind her on a couple of songs. What attracted you to the 12th string? Anything specific?
That. I had a really backwards introduction, I think, to other than a few weeks where I was playing the nylon string acoustic classical style because someone loaned one to me, my first, you know, first guitar I ever held was a nylon string. The first guitar that I had was an electric guitar. And, you know, I was a teenager, so electric guitar seemed like the instrument to play. And then I had a teacher that taught me how to finger pick. That was my first teacher, and he let me play a 6-string acoustic. So then I learned how to finger pick, and that was really the only formal lessons I had. And then, yeah, I played a 12-string once, and it was like love at first sight. You know, I just played it. It was like, oh, I need it. I need to get one of these and bring it home and play it every night. So, yeah, it was just natural. And so I haven't actually played the electric guitar probably since I was a teenager.
Wow.
But I still finger pick on a 12-string. So
I was curious about that because you know, I'm not a guitarist or much of a musician at all, and it never occurred to me, can you finger pick on a 12-string? And I guess you can if you're careful. Or
if you have big fingers. Yeah. I have big fingers, so it's, you know, the neck's a little wider, kind of like a nylon string. So
yeah.
I guess maybe it just feels like home, but but you know, you hit two strings at once instead of the one at the one at once.
Yeah, so. That's got most people are familiar with that jangly Roger McGuinn 12-string sound mm-hmm. that you can get. Gosh, we have time for one or two more. I can't believe how quickly things are moving
by.
Time
flies on this show.
It's 9 before noon. We have about 7 minutes of radio time left here, which is one or two songs, depending on what you pick.
Oh, gosh. I already played my short one.
There's certainly time for a full song in there.
I'll play one. It's called Don't Lock the Door. And it's one that I don't finger pick on. How's that for a non sequitur?
Well, that's fine. Robert shakes off the first pitch.
Will cure your loneliness someday. With my hands, my lips, or how my hips sway. When I
you, baby, baby, and It's a great song. Thank you, Ime. We need to have you back again soon. That was too fast.
Yeah, thanks again, Larry. I love this program now that I know what your name is and where to tune in. I listen all the time. So.
And Robert, thank you. We're going to get more out of you next time. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks.